What's good, people? You are now listening to the fourth episode of Thinking Out Loud. It's your boy, Donovan Jones, a.k.a. Papa Don, a.k.a. Barry White III, and this is my guy.
A.k.a. is your big. Hey, it's your boy, J. Will, man. You know what it is. You know, everybody's favorite.
This guy. But today, we got another good one for y'all.
Hey, man, it's been an eventful week, bro.
It's been a very eventful week.
Yeah.
You know, first and foremost, I just want to say thanks to everyone who's been tuning in. You know, continue to tune in. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
All the fine friends. If you got fine friends, tell them too. Especially them. Shit, you know.
And the ugly friends with good credit scores. But, yeah. Thank you all once again. To those of you that may not know, you don't have to stay on the app to listen. It's not like YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, you can finish folding your clothes, you know, cooking, whatever you're doing, and listen to the podcast on your speaker. You're good. Today, of course, like always, we're going to do a social media breakdown. We got some hot topics.
Social media been on a frenzy the last couple days.
Social media has been stupid.
Bruh.
And yeah, I feel like y'all going to like it.
Y'all go fuck with this one. That's all y'all been talking about anyway.
Right. Of course, after our social media, I have my table flip segment. We're going to do questions. Well, we're going to answer one question today because I feel like we're going to get pretty deep into it. So we're just going to do one question today. Keep sending those questions in. If you have any topics that you want us to talk about,
send that shit.
You know, let us know. Post on the page. Post Texas, on one of our walls. Texas.
Slide in the inbox.
All of that. Let us know. Hit us up. Shit. And then, of course, the segment that I look forward to every episode is story time with my boy Jay Will.
Story time.
So, let's see here. All right. First and foremost, we're going to get into this good old social media.
We're talking about Kanye,
bro.
Too, man. Like, first off, we got to get on Kanye.
We got to.
They had y'all up in arms for about 2 days.
Man.
And it probably would have went longer if we wouldn't have had that, the HIPAA shit, but man, so what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on the Kanye and the slave, his slave comments?
Bro? Well, I saw the TMZ joint where he was at, I guess, TMZ's headquarters or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm paraphrasing, he said that 400 years of slavery was a choice. Now, at first, you know, off instinct, I'm like, fam, what the fuck? Like, run my fade
run
real
fade.
Quick.
I
like,
knew you to say
of course, you know, I'm with the shit, so I'm always ready to run a fade. And that was one of those instances where I was like, bro, we got to catch one real quick. Like, how dare you have the audacity to say such a thing?
Word.
But sitting back and actually thinking on it, in the past, Kanye has had somewhat of an issue with being kind of vague.
Yeah.
Like, he'll say some shit to where it has a deeper meaning, and you know, it takes some digging into. And I feel like that comes with being a creative, being an artist, hell, a human in general. People aren't always gonna understand you right off the bat.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to clarify, and sometimes he'll say, you know, you'll say some shit and people won't get it off the bat. It takes some clarification, and he'll just say something and boom,
and
let it ride. Yeah. Like, you know, somebody be like, hey, black bitches is crazy, and won't say shit else. Like, you know, it was, no, I'm not saying black bitches is crazy. I don't.
It's kind of like that women be shopping.
Women be shopping. Yeah, so, you know, shout out to this cup. Shout out to my bartender, Jay Will.
Yeah, you know.
And then a post. Was it yesterday you posted it? Yesterday, day before yesterday?
Yeah, a couple of days ago.
It was a rather lengthy post, but I knew if it was from the homie J. Will, I'm going to go ahead and read it.
I try to feed y'all.
And it gave me a different viewpoint, a different outlook on the situation. Because somebody else had posted, like, you're not saying that it was a choice, but it was a choice.
Yeah.
Like, if you know, with the whole Willie Lynch situation, the mental slavery.
Yeah.
Like, if I take the biggest, strongest slave on this plantation, and, you know, he buck up one time, I cut out his tongue.
Yeah.
The lesser slaves or the slightly weaker slaves that were under him or looked up to him gonna be like, oh damn,
I gotta watch my shit.
Jimbo got his tongue cut out. Massa ain't going.
Jimbo got his tongue cut out.
You know, they cut Clyde's foot off the other day. I need to get right.
Yeah.
Just because they see what happens, they see the repercussions. They're like, damn, I don't want that for myself. Yeah. As to being, as opposed to being, shit, nigga, it's 50 of us, it's two of them. Yeah, let's ride on these niggas, bro. And they weren't thinking like that, so therefore.
They didn't have that ability. That's what I was saying in the post. Like, in my post, I wasn't defending Kanye, and I wasn't attacking Kanye. Like I said, before I posted it, like we were kind of talking about before the podcast, before I posted, I hadn't saw the interview all the way, like, and internalized. I just saw everybody talking about this slavery being a choice and you could fight back and do all this. Mm-hmm. And just being objective, like kind of like we did last week with the LeBron situation. Mm-hmm. When you objective on stuff like that, man, you kind of see that, like, you can see both sides, but then you got to understand what those slaves were going through at the same time, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like what they're saying kind of made sense, but slave, it wasn't a choice; it was an ultimatum. Like if you look at it, it's either you gonna follow these rules or you gonna die. And people are like, well, I would have died. Like, death isn't. It sounds heroic when you're watching it on TV. It sounds heroic when you think of Nat Turner and how they rebelled and all that. Like, you got to remember at the end of the day, Nat Turner didn't win.
He didn't.
He didn't free the slaves, and then not only did he lose, like, correct me if I'm wrong, I think they skinned Nat Turner. When they caught him, like, I think you go back and read, I want to say they skinned him and then they hung him.
Either way, they fucked him.
Yeah,
up.
So like, even if you like goes back to their mental slavery, when you see the guy, he's supposed to be the hero, you know. On Boondocks, this Catcher Freeman, you know what I'm saying? And he frees, like, he go back, he rebelling, he finally rebelled against Master. We get hyped up, we ready to fight with him, and then they catch our hero, our leader, and then they skin him. In front of us.
Alive.
And I don't know if they skinned him alive. I don't know if they killed him and then took him back and skinned. But either way, they skinned him and hung him in front of us. So now it's like, damn. And now I see, like, we're on a plantation together. I see you run away. You know, you gone for a couple of days and then you come back and they cut your foot off in front of us.
Just like when you was a little kid and you broke your mama's favorite vase.
Yeah.
And she beat the everlasting shit out of you with that extension cord. Yeah. Your little cousin watching, you get your ass beat. And,
it ain't even so much as the people watching. It's just like the people watching, they get scared. And so when you have a kid, halftime they're taking your kid away from you. But then when you do get a chance to raise somebody like younger than you or whatever like that, you're telling them the rules so they can survive.
Exactly.
And the rules to survival is don't do X, Y, Z. Mm-hmm. And so then they're going to tell the next generation that, man, you can't do X, Y, Z. That's how the mental slavery lasted for so long, because people are teaching you over time that you can't do X, Y, and Z. And so for 400 years, like, same thing. That's what Willie Lynch did. Willie Lynch, so you break them down this way into the last for 400 years plus. And, like, whether you say Willie Lynch is a fictional character or just some shit people make, like, it works. Because you see it all day. You see people team dark skin, team light skin. Mm-hmm. You see old people get mad at young, y'all can't do this, and we didn't do this back in my day. And, like, and what Kanye, what a lot of people who was defending Kanye was saying was, Kanye was saying, don't be a mental slave now. Mm. And I get that. I understand. I respect it. But you got to watch the way you word shit when you have as much power in your words like Kanye does. Like, you can't just say shit that vague.
When Kanye went to TMZ, there was a guy named Van, man. Shout out to is it Van or Von? I think it's Von. We was talking about Van on Atlanta, and you know. Yeah. But I think his name was Von. But shout out to the homie, man, because he wasn't afraid to let Kanye know. He was like, bro, I'm going to keep it real with you. Like, I'm offended. And he was like, and quite frankly, I'm like hurt that you said what you said. You know what I'm saying? With the power that you have. You know, the way you worded what, you know, the way you worded your words. And, you know, especially with the power that you have. And I was like, shit, I felt that.
Yeah.
You know, Kanye apologized because, you know, he was like, you know, man, I'm sorry I hurt you and everything like that. But you know, for years, I feel like Kanye's been misunderstood, and like a lot of people say, bro, ain't been the same since his mama passed.
Yeah, like, I said that last episode.
Yeah, he, man.
And but like I said, even though he apologized, he didn't apologize for what he said. He apologized for hurting Van.
Yeah,
like I said, the respect came to Van because it's like, bro, that's Kanye,
right?
You know, that's an icon, and you standing up like, bro, you can't say shit like that. And with all he was saying was, bro, you can't have a platform like you have to say shit. Like you said, Kanye is vague a lot. Mm-hmm. But you can't be that vague when people are sitting on your every word like that. Like
it's literally people that idolize Kanye. Yeah,
and see, the people that idolize Kanye is the one who started making clarity of what he was trying to say. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't for that, like, you know, if you just saw that, that shit don't sit right. It's a way you say shit. Because, like, there's powers and words and the energy that you put into the atmosphere, bro. And you can't just be out here saying shit like that and people follow you, kids listen to you, like, and there's white people watch TMZ too. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? And they feel like, and a lot of white people feel like once somebody black says something, like, it gives them the power to be able to do that shit too. And like, so you gotta watch, because we depend on our heroes, we depend on our leaders, and he's one about that, and that's why him fucking with Trump was so hurtful, because Trump said shit about us. Like, I understand you saying love one inch, let's try love and do all that, but at the same time, like, that nigga doesn't love us.
He doesn't.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not like, he doesn't really care for us and we need to try to love him and show him, like, he gives two shits about us. So you defending him and shit, like, that's all fine and dandy, but y'all can't be talking about how y'all gonna fight back on the plantation and then say, let's try love. Like, people who defended Kanye saying two different things, they saying, shit, I would've fought back. It's 100 of them and it's 7 niggas on the plantation. And then at the same time, they're saying, oh, well, Kanye said, let's try love, too.
Like, shit don't make sense.
You can't do both. And right. So being objective is like, bro, you got to choose. And at the same time, like, even if you fall back, if it was 100 of us on this plantation, bro, and it was 7, like I said, it was 7 workers on this plantation, we revolted and we fought back. What's next? Mm-hmm. Like, you always got to think about, like, your end goal. What's next? Mm-hmm. Because we don't know this land. Exactly. Even if you say some of us are Indian because they did try to enslave some Indians, like, but we still don't know this land. If we win, we revolt, we kill all 7 of them, and word gets out or some shit, or because they go from plantation to plantation trying exactly. to trade. When they come and they find out that the slaves are taking over, like, they're coming back with dogs, with guns. And from my understanding,
a lot of those plantations weren't that far from each other.
And that's what I'm saying.
Some of them hoes was like from Guy Springs to Chico.
Yeah, so like you got that happen. So where do you go after you revolt? What do you do? Exactly. Because if you're trying to like to get north afterwards to go to freedom, mm-hmm. and say you stumble across one of these plantations, mm-hmm. what do you try to take that one over next and like try to, and it makes sense, but that's what Nat Turner did and it didn't work.
It didn't.
And he's not the only person to revolt. Like, I'm sure there was hundreds of, mm-hmm. of revolts and people who tried it. But it wasn't successful until the Civil War. You right. know what I'm saying? So even if you revolted and you did all this shit, like, what happens next? Like, yeah, we killed Master and we did all that. And then, like, say, and people say, I would rather die. Like, I'd rather keep fighting and kill as many of them as I can and die. And it sounds heroic and it sounds tough, but, like, death is
you can't come back from
that. You can't come back from that. And then, like, I saw Lupe Fiasco said on some shit, like, not only do they kill you, like, they'll burn your body. They will try to kill you in the afterlife, too, like, mm-hmm. based on what you believed in. They're trying to kill your spirit, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you don't want to have to go through that. And so, like, I just feel like it's a lot of deep shit. And I appreciate Kanye, though, because now we're having this dialogue and you got people talking about it.
And it sucks that, like, shit like this has to happen in order for us to mm-hmm. converse as a community mm-hmm. and open that third eye together as opposed to being a bunch of closed-minded niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, but at the same time, stuff like this sometimes has to happen.
Yeah, it has to. Like, growth is uncomfortable, so you have to be put in uncomfortable situations exactly. in order to exactly. grow. And so, but like I said, it's just messed up that, and then it's still not solved. Like, nothing came from it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just people threw their opinions out there. People argue for a couple of days, and it's kind of like over with.
And then now what?
Yeah. And so that's what I was saying. Like, it'd be dope if we could all just get together somehow and have something come up.
Some sort of
the conversation. Yeah. Some shit to come up and some, like, some empowering shit, because, like, we're beautiful, bro. Like,
man, beautiful. And I was in the car, bro. Every now and then I'll be in the car and I won't listen to any music. Yeah. And I just think. And, you know, I remember reading a post saying, you know, we are the original people. Blacks are the original people. They keep coming up with physical evidence saying that we were the original people. Then I was thinking, like, you know, original people, the originators, the beginners, the starters, the forerunners. Yeah. Think about pop culture today. Think about just culture in general from the get-go.
They follow us.
They follow our blueprint from the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't be, there would be no hip-hop without without the blacks, bro. There would be no rock and
roll. Nigga, I'm about to say rock and roll.
Wouldn't be no music at all. Like, motherfuckers would be listening to Chris Stapleton all day. That's it.
Chris Stapleton.
Shout out to Chris Stapleton, though, because that Tennessee whiskey hidden, bro.
He got sold, bro.
He got sold. I think he's from, shit, I don't know. He might be from Hanger or something. Yeah. I don't know.
From Hanger.
He might be from the block, bro. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, but anyway, like, yeah, going back, like, you can't say shit to prove me otherwise. Mm-hmm. Like, if it wasn't for us, shit would be bland as fuck. Yeah, like, no pun intended.
We bring a lot of seasoning.
Like, on me, game. A lot of slap your mama.
Yeah, shout out to slap your mama, bro. I use it every night when I cook. But yeah, man. So like again, like I appreciate Kanye for the dialogue. I just wish,
because he sparked the flame.
Yeah, he sparked something. And I was telling somebody, bro, all it takes, some of the biggest wildfires have come off just a spark. You know, everything starts with something small. Like, you know, big fires start with a spark. You know, it ain't like these huge wildfires that happen, like, in California and shit like that, are just because, like, somebody just put a whole bunch of gas down and lit a big fire. Like, it's a spark. You know, it could be a cigarette thrown on the ground, or like, on dryly, but it's small sparks start big flames, man. The big flames called big change. I feel like
that's what's happening. Bars.
Bars, bro. You know, bars. I told you I used to rap back in the day. That'd be another story for another day. But, man, like I said, shout out to whether you agree with what Kanye said, whether you disagree with what Kanye said, whether you can give a fuck about what Kanye said.
And I'm going to, like, to those of you listening and, like, actually listening, y'all are in the group, start saying some shit.
Say some,
like,
shit, bro.
Respond to the podcast. Yeah, that's what the group is for.
Yeah, let us know how you feel about that. You know, put your opinion about it on there, man.
As opposed to lurking. That's not what this group is
all
for.
All y'all lurk. Yeah, people text me about the group. They won't comment on the page. They would text me like, y'all funny. I like this. Y'all had me rolling when y'all were talking about this. Like, bro, right,
put it on the page, bro.
So people can see it. Yeah, so people can see what you're doing, man. But
spread some love.
And also, like, and what stopped the Kanye, though, what stopped the Kanye beef and arguments was some shit. I woke up, and like I said, I didn't see it all. I just kind of saw people, cause I got some, I ain't gonna lie, I'm almost at 5,000 friends, but a lot of my friends got sent, so I usually miss all the ratchetivity on Facebook, and I'm proud of it, but I'm kind of sad, man. So I saw some shit going on with a HIPAA law violation, and somebody should be suing UAMS, but I don't know the story. You said you do, so can you fill me in before we discuss the HIPAA situation?
I got you, bro. I'm paraphrasing, but what I saw, there's a group on Facebook called, what is it, Little Rock Wash?
Yeah. What does Wash stand for?
Shit, I don't know.
We are the shithole? Oh, that's, boy, that's...
I mean, you don't think that's it.
I'm just saying, I got
but,
bars.
But, you know, bars. Yeah. But, apparently, I woke up to it as well, because I kept seeing notifications, because somebody had added me to the group, like, a while back. Yeah. And, like, I just kept seeing notifications. I'm like, dang, I ain't never seen this many notifications in, like, such a, you know, in a grip. So I'm like, okay, let me see what's going on. Apparently, there was a young lady whose information was taken and sent out.
To the watch group?
Yeah.
Or just posted?
Initially, I really don't know specifically, but I think it was just, like, posted on Facebook and it ended up on the Wash group or some shit like that. And it was a lot of hoopla. Well, apparently the young lady had contracted a virus.
Yeah.
And apparently somebody had looked up, an employee had looked up her information.
Yeah.
And somebody took a picture of it, and I guess was sending it to random people or put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Some of y'all might know the story more, so I'm just paraphrasing.
Yeah,
off,
and
like,
then
some
you
got to
comment
stuff
all the stuff in there for
and
you.
And please
trying to
don't
save
go
yourself.
On the page just because you got the scoop, giving the whole. I don't care.
Because I don't want you going to jail for that.
Exactly.
You know?
I really don't care. But just what I saw was a young lady got exposed. I mean, and it's really not a funny situation because it's really fucked up.
Yeah.
Somebody, you know, is in some sort of situation. Yeah. They were exposed by whatever parties were involved. Because I had, you know, I know people that, it was at UAMS. I know people that have worked for UAMS. People that still do, people that have in the past.
Yeah.
And they was like, yeah, there's some messy hoes up there. And I was like, well, the proof is in the pudding. There's some messy hoes at UAMS.
Yeah.
I mean, shout out to, you know, those employees at UAMS who aren't messy.
Shout out to the messy hoes at UAMS, too, because I probably listen. Shout out to y'all, too.
Right. You know, Jay Will love the messy hoes.
I love the hoes, bro.
But anyway, yeah, it was fucked up.
Yeah.
Because, and you know, we bullying.
Yeah.
We just watched. Well, I'll save that. Yeah. I won't speak on that. I'll go back to it.
Man, some, like, little known fact. My senior high school, I went to Metro because I like had on my credits. So I was just like looking for shit to fill my schedule, and so I had the hours and shit to be a CNA. But I went, you know, I knew going to college and shit. But so I had taken classes and shit like for the nursing and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So like we had to study the HIPAA laws and all that. So I've been seeing people post like, you know, she could sue and whoever, you know, violate those laws, and go to, they could serve jail time, and you know they're gonna lose their job and the girl will be rich. Even besides being rich, because, you know, what she contracted is, you know, they don't have a cure for it.
Exactly.
She got to live that shit forever. And apparently, from what I've been hearing, like, just saying, like, because I don't have a lot of messy shit, so I'm kind of, like, piecing shit together on accident, because I'm not even on there looking for it. But she's young, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't, like, I just people saying she's young, so I'm assuming she younger than us. And we're 27, 20, you know, so I'm assuming she's, like, 21, 22, 23. Like I said, and who knows if she got kids or a boyfriend or who's like then slept with her. So it's a lot of people.
Or just even, you know, friends and family members. Yeah, like people that she rock with.
That's a lot of shit to take in a day. You know, like no telling if her friends and family knew or the dude she was messing with knew. Or like, hey man, and a side note, man, protect yourself. Out here, man.
Know your status.
Do I
know you? Like, don't be fellas. Don't be out here slinging raw dick out with a million females.
That's what I was saying, man. Like I know dudes. When I talk to some niggas, like niggas be like, bro, I don't know what a condom feel like no more. Like I can't. I know niggas that say they can't fuck like if they gotta wear a condom and shit. You know. But a lot of those dudes like in committed relationships. Like I hang with a lot of niggas who in committed relationships.
And see, that's one thing. That's understandable. Yeah. I mean, you know, bro, I'm
27. I probably. Being raw like three times, dog, bro. I'm strapping up every time, my nigga. I don't give a fuck. Big Sean got a line in a song to say,
"I got a bulletproof condom, but still got to pull out."
Bro, that's me.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm wrapping up. I just listened every to this song yesterday. Bro. It's no bullshit, bro. I can have a girl over here. She can get ass naked. I go check my little condom drawer. If the shit empty,
going to the store,
or we just can't do it tonight.
We just chilling.
Like, bro, like, I... It's,
we'll and, have to play like taboo
said,
real quick.
Like I said, man, I just... And it's not even, like, I mean, it's just trying to be cautious at the same time. And, like, I know my pullout game would be weak, bro. Because when I have a condom on, I'm still, like, you know... Like, bro, I know. Like, I tell myself, like, I know I'm going to be able to just stop like this. So, like I said, I probably... And like I said, I was, like, in a five-year relationship. And I was strapping up, bro. Like... Mm-hmm. But so yeah, protect yourselves, man, by any means, because you're the most important person in your life.
Right, at the end of the day,
it's your life. So you know yourself. So and prayers for the girl that was exposed. Like I said, because I don't know too many details.
And then somebody was saying, you know, oh well, she was being messy anyway.
Yeah, they said she's real messy.
Bro, that don't fucking matter. Yeah. Like you don't understand how bad you can affect somebody's life. With something so stupid. Yeah,
and like you were
something
saying.
Something so petty.
Like you were saying, and segue to the next topic. Like, what was crazy, all that happened today, and Atlanta came on today. We both watched the show in Atlanta.
It's amazing how we wrote that down, and they flow together.
And they flow together, like, and we didn't do this shit on purpose,
though. We did not.
But, like, we watched Atlanta today, and it started off as a funny episode about, you know, nigga had on a fake FUBU, and the other dude had on a fake FUBU, and they were trying to figure out who had it. Shout out Earn if y'all watch the show.
Just, like, a real quick, like, brief breakdown. It was kind of like a little flashback, like a little prelude to when Earn and Paperboy...
Were they like middle school?
Yeah, they were
early
like...
Early high school?
No, because they were saying the 12th grade. Well, no, back then, you know, middle school and high school kind of.
Yeah, so...
But anyway, no telling Atlanta, niggas was in school.
They were young.
And, you know, Earn, his mama, you know, took him to the little thrift store. And he found a little FUBU joint, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, hey, Ma, let me get this FUBU. She looked at the price, she was like, all right. So, you know, he rocked it to school. Everybody was like, oh, look at my nigga. You know how you
he
get
fresh.
That. You know,
you wanted everybody to see it.
Hey, my nigga couldn't even sleep. What my kids say, man, I'm about to kill him in the morning. I can't wait.
Hey, brother, he's laying on the bed looking at the ceiling, waiting on the alarm.
Sleep.
Waiting on the alarm. Yeah.
He ready to hop on the bus stop. And so it was another nigga in the class had on the same FUBU jersey,
same color, same shirt.
He had like a one less stripe, and the other guy had a patch on. He had like a FUBU patch. So it looked legit, almost like if I had a throwback jersey on and you had a throwback jersey on, but my shit say Michelin S and your shit say
Hardwood Classic
or something else. Or they say champion or something. Yeah. I don't know. But
one of the niggas had a fake shirt on. They spent the whole episode trying to figure out who it was.
And we never actually found out who had the...
Yeah. And so Earn, they try to say, this Chinese dude said Earn's was fake because he is from Bangladesh. The other dude's from China. Mm-hmm. Paperboy kind of stepped in and saved Earn. The other dude with the fake polo, the fake FUBU killed himself.
Yeah.
Because he was being bullied.
A bunch of seniors was fucking with him the rest of that day.
They fired him up the rest of the day.
His parents have been going through a divorce. He was dealing with his own. And that goes back to, bro, you never know what somebody else is going through.
You don't know.
Like, stop. Y'all got to stop being so motherfucking negative. Stop being so that. Now, I talk about me being petty all the time, but it's
levels.
It's levels to the pettiness, bro. Like, I'm petty on like a ha-ha asshole type level. Because all the homies know I'm a lovable asshole. Yeah. You know, or whatever. But like, y'all gotta chill. It's like a lot of folks out here, especially in Little Rock, North Little Rock, wherever, it's like y'all live on negative shit. Y'all thrive on pettiness. Y'all thrive on negativity. Bro, you're not gonna live long on this earth doing this shit. That shit, not only is it stupid, it's annoying as hell. I don't wanna see. Like, bruh, if all you do is bash people on social media. Yeah. All you doing is talking mess, speaking negative. You ain't never talking about getting no money.
Yeah.
You ain't never talking about reading a book.
Read a
motherfucking book. Yeah. Like, bro, come on now. Yeah.
And like I said, bro, is you don't know what people going through at home, man.
You never know.
And like I don't know. Like I said, I don't know the girl. I don't even know the people who are beefing with it. Shout out to myself for not having all this, those type of friends on my page. But just being objective again. Like even if somebody talk a lot of shit, and hurt people hurt people. So maybe she doing it because she's hurt, and I'm not justifying what she's doing. Because at the same time, like a lot of people say, karma. You know, you want to fuck around. Like they said, she was talking about some other girl when her herpes shit got exposed. Like at the end of the day, bro, none of this shit is worth anything. A lot of people do shit for likes, man, and you can see it now. Like even when we talk about like first episode or second episode, like people copying statuses and shit. Like people do so much for a like. And it becomes like sickening, bro. Likes are likes. You know what I'm saying? Like it's people.
You can tell who didn't get enough hugs growing up.
Like I scroll shit and I like shit just back to back to back. Just like if I see your name and I fuck with you and I see like I just like your shit just because. Or I might laugh at your shit just because. Like just showing look. Plus, bro. Cause
y'all niggas don't be funny.
Yeah, like but I'm just fucking with you, bro. But and like I guess coming from a person who gets a decent amount of likes. And hey, side note, somebody texted me that was like, you could say my favorite color red and you'll get 100 likes and 60 comments of hoes saying I like red too. Oh my
I God. Like red too, Jimmy.
Bro, stay off my shit, bro. Stop counting my likes. Stop counting my likes. Stop counting my likes.
In Tennessee, don't watch me watch
bro,
TV.
Yeah, don't watch my likes, bro. Like I said, bro, I had it hard in high school, man. Like I went cool. I ain't had hoes in high school. Like, let me get my likes up, bro. Plus, I'm not getting likes from pictures, bro. I get likes from my words. I'm good with words, bro. But anyway, just stop counting my shit, man. Like, yeah. You can't get your likes counting my likes. Like my shit, comment on it, keep going, bro.
Cole said, what you eat don't make me shit.
Yeah, man. But that kind of got beside the point. But at the end of the day, man, pray for each other.
Watch love out for one
each other.
Another.
Love one another, man. You know, keep your business your business and stay out of everybody else's.
Ride your own way.
Ride your own, and that's why my lights came, bro. Like I ain't got a copy status, man. You know,
we ain't got a copy status, and oh my god, y'all gotta chill with the copy and status,
like, bro.
We, and acting like don't nobody know, bro. Like, fam, no. You're a goof.
All right, you know, get off of there. Try to get that funny, man. We got a little serious for a sec, bro. But we had questions, bro. Hey, shout out to my big brother. This is my blood brother. You know, he's the middle brother. He was the cool brother growing up. He got to be Colt on Three Ninjas. He had to be the red power.
Three Ninjas was my mother.
You know what I'm saying? He was because he was the middle whole brother.
Taekwondo.
All the girls just like him, bro. But shout out my big bro Phil. He called me yesterday. Was like, bro, I ain't talked to the nigga in a minute either, and it's a lot to do with me. But he called me. Was like, bro, I got some shit for you to say in your podcast. And I was like, bro, since it's you, whatever you saying, bro, I'm gonna bring up. So I went out question, and then y'all didn't send us no questions on the page. So
y'all trash for that.
Y'all trash as fuck for that. So he called me some shit like this.
I'm slamming everybody in the group tonight.
This guy working, bro. But the nigga called me. He was like, bro, I got a thing for you. And Phil, if you listening, bro, I feel like you kind of this a personal question. I feel like you wondering this for yourself. You trying to get you some girls off of this, but
Shout out
to my big brother. But he wanted to know. His question was, and please, if y'all watching this, if y'all listening to this, and we post it, bro, comment what you would do under this page, because I got a feeling what y'all going to say.
What y'all going to say.
So would you want a good person, like if you had a relationship, would you want a good person, you know, all the shit that you look for character-wise, but terrible in bed? Would you want a person who can, like, fuck you good, but they're missing a lot of the shit that you're looking for in a relationship? They ain't shit.
Or it doesn't even have to be that. They just, like you said, they don't have...
They lacking shit that
like
you want.
Like, the other dude, like, he's, you know, the perfect match.
Yeah, he makes you laugh. Fact, like, y'all got the same sense of humor. Y'all like the same type of shows.
He opened doors for you.
Yeah,
him drinking almond milk.
What they like?
You know, he want to fold clothes for you. Yeah. He want to make you feel good.
Yeah, but then this other nigga, like, shit, he got the physical shit you want. Like,
he got a face tattoo. He look good.
No, yeah. They ain't got a face tattoo. That's shit they want.
The nigga built like M'Baku.
Yeah, the nigga, like...
He
the
look
nigga,
nice in a suit.
Yeah,
he got a beard.
Niggas. Yeah, he one of them niggas.
Keep a fresh taper.
Yeah. But he doesn't fulfill that inside of you. But he'll fuck the shit out of you every night. You like this shit.
He likes legit. He leave you on red. So, he reply 5 hours later.
Yeah, he kind of get to you when he wants to. But girls like this shit.
Man,
so,
can I say what I feel like? Yeah. I know their answers.
Yeah, what they going to say, man?
Now, the majority of y'all went, oh, well, I take the nigga that got the whack dick because I can mold him. I can teach him some things because he got everything else going. He's just missing out on the sex. We can work on that. But half y'all fucking with the other nigga in the first place. The nigga that come by and drop the dick off, then don't call you for 3-5 days. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? You blowing his line up. He leaving your messages on red.
But they like
you. You let him drive your car. He bring it back with a quarter of a tank and it was on full when you gave it
y'all
to him.
Y'all like that though. That's
y'all
shit
like that shit.
The
shit and then like. Y'all gonna come, nuh-uh, we don't like that shit. I don't know what's wrong. Nah, fam, shut up. You like
this
shit.
Yeah, it's a nigga.
Because y'all let this shit
happen. Yeah, you probably got a kid. And then right when you now, got the you probably got a kid by now by a nigga like
probably,
that.
Probably, most likely.
You probably got a kid by a nigga.
You can't stand.
The nigga you hate. That's why you hate niggas.
The nigga you love to hate.
Hey, but, like, if putting it on me, answering the question myself, I would much rather take the girl who sucks in bed. Like, the reason being, not because I could teach her, but because I get off on all the other shit. Like, that's the shit that turns me on. Like, because
if y'all don't have chemistry initially, you know what I'm saying? Outside of her being fine, all right, cool. Yeah, you look good, you know.
And at the same time, like we were talking about, it was about something else. But if I was trying to get a Sprite, I went Sprite, 7-Up, Lemon Lime, Big K, bro. At the end of the day, they still all taste close enough. Sierra Mist down there, Sierra Mist
trash.
Yeah, Sierra Mist is trash. Nah. But if you had like some lemon lime sodas, most of them go taste around
the
same.
For the most part.
Right, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, why spend that $1.25 on a Sprite when I get that 65-cent?
On me.
You know what I'm saying? And I could make it work. And I could finesse it.
You can make it work.
Yeah, so I can make it work. I can tweak it a little bit, make it work. That's how I feel about my woman. Like, because at the end of the day, sex is sex. Like, a nigga gonna get a nut. It's different for women. You know, some women have sex.
A nigga gonna never go.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Women might have sex, for 2-3 years with a nigga and never experience an orgasm. Like, bro.
That's depressing. Women, please don't do that.
Don't do that. Shit, hit me up. But, like, dudes, like, sex is over when you finish. So, I feel like. But, and then at the same time, like, bro, like, me being a nerd that I am, like, my whole life I've been interested, like, in the body. Like, see, I wanted to be a doctor before I was a teacher. So I've always been interested in the body.
I want to be a trap nigga. I want to be a trap, bro.
So I got like 2 Kama Sutra apps on my phone. Like, so it's
more than one app,
bro.
The one.
I got a 3D app. I got one that explains why I feel certain ways.
I got the 3D app.
So like if our sex life isn't good, like we got shits, that we can go to up our shit. Like we can find different positions.
We can ask Siri.
Shit might make you like. We can watch it together. Like we can ask Siri.
But
like I would definitely take a good woman with the bad sex. I feel like our sex won't be bad for long. And plus, especially with women, women are so like so giving and such nurturers. Like once I like if I fuck shot you good a couple times, you be like, damn, I gotta like make you my nigga feel good. Up. You know, because
depending on how you rock, if a female is gonna know if her sex really is, you know, isn't that great, or just a person in general, so they be like, damn, how can I? So they gonna wanna look some stuff up.
They gonna talk to you. We look at shit. And I'm the type of nigga. We can look the shit up together. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. We can research shit together. Like I said, we can watch a flick. And I said, like, this how so and so. So like, you can do it like this. This feels like this. I'm like, I can teach you. But see, women gonna try to say this shit to make it sound good. Listeners to this podcast gonna be like, oh, I want me a good man. But then,
no, you don't.
90% of the niggas they fuck with ain't shit. So you want a Jody. You're really attracted to Jody ass niggas. Mm-hmm.
You want a nigga that's gonna blow your back out, have you cooking them tacos, and then go put some rims on your shit and bring your car back on.
Yeah, Jody type of nigga.
I can build him.
Slap the fuck out of you, then eat you out. Man, happy. Y'all act like this shit is okay. Y'all love this scene on Baby Boy.
Side note, women, I pray y'all not out here because. I got this thing about domestic violence. I will never condone a man putting his hands on a woman.
You not gonna like one of my stories? Oh, you didn't like my storyteller last week, then, did you?
Hold on, wait. I was gonna say. However, women, don't be out here hitting niggas. You know what I'm saying? Trying to throw bows and get surprised when you get caught with a left hook.
So.
But anyway.
Yeah, comment on that, man. Let y'all know. Like, so help my brother out, man. Like, I think he's trying to shoot his shot on the cool or something. And he just, you know, he's trying to see what kind of nigga he is before. Mm-hmm. Hey, bro, if you listening, which nigga are you, dog? Because we might need to talk, man.
Do you need to come and see me, bro?
Do you need the app, bro? I can see you the app. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, we family, bro. I hope this shit ain't right. Like,
text little bro when you finish listening. Hey, yeah, bro. When you listen,
text me, dog. I got you. I'll send you the app. So I got both of them. 3D, like I said, virtual. They got like a little dice you can roll, bro, and learn some shit, bro. Read.
Oh, yeah, them sex dice is lit. But anyway.
But there was so hey, and then comment if y'all do comment, bro. Comment which person you think you are. You know what I'm saying?
They're not gonna do that.
I would like to see what people think of themselves.
But you know what's gonna happen?
They're gonna say they both.
Every person, they're either gonna say I'm both, or they're gonna say, oh well,
I got good sex and I'm a good person,
or I can use a little. People ain't even gonna say that. I can use a little work, or woo woo woo. The motherfuckers that know they ain't shit but got dope. No, you got some assholes out there that be like, I'm going to be real with you.
Yeah, my shit ain't good. And this shit didn't take your soul.
My sex off the chain, but and I ain't shit. Yeah. I ain't woo woo. Nah. You know.
I feel like some girls will try to say that shit not good. And then, like, you be like, you know, y'all, it starts a flirt thing. Like, girl, you know your shit's good. Like, you. And then.
That's nah, how my shit whack.
Yeah.
And then fuck your whole world up.
Yeah, and then that's how Dunn get him, bro. Dunn got all the juice, so, you know. Put it on Dunn, then he can put it on the podcast about how good y'all are, man, because he got all the juice.
I really don't.
Shout out to the beard game.
Hey, if y'all have any recommendations for beard oil, feel free to cash at me.
I can buy some. We got to rewind. We didn't finish that topic, bro.
What happened?
You remember we was talking about it off camera, off recording.
What?
When you first came in, we're talking about shit on social media. These hoes in this Cash App shit. We didn't write it down, but man.
What was we?
Since we're just being open right now, this is a little bit off script.
Oh, yeah.
Was that your table? No, was that your table flip?
Nah.
You didn't do the table.
Like, damn, I didn't even do my table flip. Man, I forgot all about it.
Go on table flip it, bro.
Okay. Look here now. The other day. This is a good one, too. The other day, I saw a post on Facebook, and it read, paraphrasing a little bit, is it the man's duty to clean his woman's car out? and I feel like on that post, me being petty, all I did was, I literally shared it and said, ... you tried it. Folks went in.
Bro, you
I'm talking
me,
about
man, like,
in less than 10 minutes. First of all, ain't no nigga. I'm like, look, let me clear. I had a Kanye moment.
Yeah,
I didn't clarify.
You were pretty vague.
I was pretty vague.
Okay.
This is my thing. You got a whole car that you pay for, that you pay insurance on, that you drive around, that I don't have a key to. It is not my obligation to clean your car out, nor wash your car. Now, this is if y'all hear that sizzling in the back, that's Chef J. Will whipping it up in the kitchen, water whipping, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, now, it's not your significant other's duty. It's not their job to clean your car out, to come over and clean your home. However, if they rock with you, you know what I'm saying? If it's you know, the 50-50 deal as it should be, if it's a true partnership, if y'all truly rock with each other, Bae gonna see, oh, damn, Bae, car look a little filthy. You know, she done had a long week at work. Yeah. She hadn't gotten around to it yet. Let me go ahead, let her relax, sip her wine, watch her Grey's Anatomy, and, you know, I'll clean the whip out for her. And, you know, that's cool. I don't mind that. But don't sit here and make it seem as if that's what I just have to do. That's what I'm supposed to do. I ain't got to do shit but stay black and die. and get these bills paid. That's all I got to do. Thanks. But what I will do is, out of love and admiration for Bae, air quote, yeah, I'll clean her car out. Yeah, I'm a fold clothes for her, make her feel good. I want to do the right thing because it's better than doing the wrong thing.
Wow.
but yeah, it's not a man's duty. Let me not say that. It's not your significant other's job to clean your car out, to clean your house. Now, if y'all rock with each other and y'all truly rock with each other, then it'll be little things like that that you'll want to do, that you will feel obligated to do. But then they'll appreciate that, yeah, because they know that you didn't have to do that. Because, yeah, I personally feel like if you're one of those women that feels as if it's my job to clean your car out, mm-hmm, you're going to be like, oh, well, he's supposed to do that anyway. Yeah. What I'm going to say thank you for? What, yeah, I'm going to reward him for? Yeah. Heifer, first of all, I didn't have to do it. So I'm not trying to rock with you at all because you're not going to appreciate, yeah, that. I myself, of course, as most people, I enjoy being, well, really everybody. Everybody likes to, you know, feel appreciated, to feel wanted, to feel, you know,
loved.
Loved. If I'm going out of my way to do shit I really don't have to do and you're not showing appreciation for it, guess who's going to keep doing it? Not I, says, mm-hmm, the turtle. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, like, and this is where it came up. It's like, today, women have, and it's not me bashing women.
Not at all. I love, no, women.
But what I see on social media, about, right, let, right, me say that, some women have this sense of entitlement. Mm-hmm. And they don't bring shit to the table.
But, oh, they, yeah, back to the Cash App joint.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, so you think a nigga's supposed to clean your car out? Like, why?
For what?
Like, because I got my own car. Because we have sex? Like, that's like me saying, you're supposed to... You see, I live here by myself, bro. Mm-hmm. And say I'm dating a woman, and I say, you're supposed to clean up my apartment for me.
You're supposed to come over here and cook every,
yeah,
day.
Yeah, like, you're supposed to come over here and do that. You're not. You know, I would appreciate it if you do.
It would be dope.
You know, it would be dope. But I'm not going to make you feel like you're obligated to do what I would have to do if I was by myself anyway. Exactly. You know what, exactly, I'm saying? Like, I cook every night. You know, it's not your job to come over here and cook for me. But if you come up here and you cook something, I'm going to show appreciation every time. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm going to dirty up my car on purpose. I'm going to sit there. Yeah, women, y'all have some nasty-ass cars sometimes. And, like, I'm supposed to clean this shit up because... That's what you feel like a nigga's supposed to do.
And don't think I'm finna clean your car out if you got 12 years of trash in your,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, like, and you just eat McDonald's and throwing that shit down on the passenger, right, side
and
seat.
And you done dumped a whole cup of signature, yeah, sauce, yeah, on the floor.
Your daughter, man, in the back, and you let her eat in the car or whatever in her car seat, and that shit's a mess. Like, I will clean your car. Like, me being, like, the type of nigga I am as a boyfriend and shit like that, I'm gonna do this shit because, like, I don't want to see you working. Or we could do this shit together, but then I'm gonna do this shit because I'm a good nigga, not because, mm-hmm, I'm supposed to do,
well,
this.
I feel
shit.
Like I have to do,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And like, damn, Mama Show told me to take, yeah, this trash out.
And the second you start making me feel, man, like I'm supposed to do shit, I'm like, yeah, who the fuck are you? Like, and it goes back to like what I was about to say before the table flip. I see women like, before any nigga inbox me, are you paying this bill? What the fuck is going on in your mind to make you think I'm supposed to pay a bill?
Is you stupid or is you dumb?
To converse with you,
right?
Like, all I want to do is get to know you.
And half y'all don't be talking about shit any fucking way.
Half y'all boring. Y'all not intelligent. Like, y'all don't stimulate a nigga intellectually. Like, all you think you... Like, a lot of women think, all I got to do is be able to fuck a nigga, suck a nigga, and have some food ready, and I'm a good woman. Like, if all you doing is giving me, like, sex, you know, and if all you doing is giving me a nut in the meal... You giving me shit I can get myself.
Shit, I can make myself nut. I can cook
my own food. You just heard the sizzling, not the stove, bro.
Right. Then, you know, you can't do the things to yourself, like, that I can... Look here.
I'm saying that might be
Pornhub
true.
Pornhub has been a good friend of mine for many years.
It ain't even like... It's just like women have become... And like I don't want to sound like I'm bashed, because niggas ain't shit either. And we could go a whole other topic on how some of these niggas ain't shit. Black men still don't cheat.
They don't.
But... I gotta pay you to get your phone number to get to know that you ain't shit yourself.
Sounds like
that's another reason I'm not jumping in the inbox. Is like, what do you bring it to the table? Like, you want a nigga to bring all this shit to the table? Like, not break. Like, bro, I don't have a kid. I have a pretty decent job.
Pull out games.
I'm good with kids. Pretty athletic. Smart. I could uplift you. I'm good with words. Like. I'm bringing shit to this table, uh-huh. And I gotta pay you to bring all this shit, like all this shit I'm bringing to you, and I gotta bring you some bread to get to know you. Born.
That's like a barber paying you to cut your hair.
Yeah, like I gotta bring all this shit just to get to know that, you know, we don't even like connect like that. I gotta pay your lights. Will my lights work in my crib?
Right.
Like, I'm not coming over to your spot because you probably got kids and shit. I'll just catch you on the weekend. You can come over and chill when you find a babysitter.
That's it.
So why would I got to pay your lights when you using up my shit?
Makes no sense.
Like, and it's just me. Like, that's why I'm jumping in inbox. But I see a lot of girls saying that, like, hey, like, you should cash at me. It's like, why? What have you brought to the table yourself to make me feel like she deserves, like, her nails done? Mm-hmm. Because you want it?
Makes no sense.
Because you want your nails done, you feel like that's what you're supposed to get because you want your eye, like...
And won't even pay for a nigga to get a haircut.
What are you...
Come to find out, nails are very fucking expensive.
As fuck. The fuck? Acrylic itself.
Acrylic, nigga. I just found out what acrylic was maybe last year.
Nigga.
That shit high. Like, y'all want niggas to buy, like, makeup and shit. Yeah, and so, then want matte. Like, yeah, fam.
Sephora, like, bro. And so, if y'all listen, can you comment?
Please
can comment. You please, and let please us know, comment. Like, what makes... Not just you, cause y'all go sell yourself. Women sell, right. Like when did that start? And I know y'all gonna say niggas ain't shit. Y'all tired of wasting y'all time, but at the end of the day, like, I'm pretty sure y'all wasting nigga time too. But niggas and niggas that ain't shit ain't asking for a Cash App to get to know me. Like,
they,
you know,
not.
What I'm saying? Like, it's I ain't gonna say I got women shooting their shot. I don't. So don't take that and run with it. But if a girl did jump in my inbox, I'm not gonna say, you know my Cash out. Like, what do you bring? Don't waste my time. Like,
exactly.
I'ma converse with you. I'ma see if I'm a, like, if I feel the vibes. And then if I don't, I'm just gonna, like, kind of back away slowly. Exactly. I'm not gonna disrespect you. I'm not gonna screenshot you and put you out. Like, women do a whole bunch of shit for attention, and they get mad when they get the attention. But, you know.
Oh, you know what really? Point. That should have been my table flip. You know what really grinds my gears?
Yeah.
When females post, like, hella
sex shit.
Yeah,
like,
yes. And then, like, that, like, a female can literally post, like, hey, I'm ready to fuck something right now, my shit wet, I'm watching porn, I got Henny on Ice, very special, like, on some K Michelle shit. She posted videos of her listening to slow jams. And then a nigga hop in her inbox. Oh my god, niggas is so thirsty.
You know why though? Cause they doing this shit for a certain nigga to see it. I learned the game.
And man, because that nigga ain't paying you no money.
The nigga that you posted that shit for, that ain't shit, he's fucking somebody else when you post it.
Yep. And that's the same nigga that bring your car back with a quarter of a tank of gas.
Quarter tank. But you know.
I'd at least put 10 in that hoe.
At least put 10. I'm not driving your shit. I like my own car. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not driving your shit.
I mean, my shit cool. My shit decent. Like, I need a tune-up.
My shit not even cool.
At the end of the day,
it's your shit.
It's my shit.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, So, I fucking the table flipped the long way, bro, because, like, I see that a lot. And I should have said this at the beginning. A lot of times, and a lot of type of women that I see that from aren't good women anyway. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of quality, like,
Facebook friends and shit like that. Because I ain't going to say, because I'm pursuing this one chick right now, man. And so, she's pretty dope. But I got a lot of dope women on my timeline who don't act like that. So, it's not
and all shout out women. To y'all, because I
a lot of y'all don't act like this. So, I don't want y'all to be like, I'm bad. It's just shout out to a y'all. Few, because, I love the ratchets. So, but it's a lot of ratchets I see doing this shit. And, I know y'all going to say, well, stop. I don't fuck with the ratchets. I just see it, and it's mind-boggling to me, man. But, it's about almost time to wrap up, man, so I can hit y'all with this story. Man. Y'all ready for this story? It's not a long one, bro, but I'm not a thug, Donovan. I'm not a thug,
that's
bro.
That's how I know you're a thug, because you started off with
a but thug. But I've jumped a nigga. I've been in a jumping one time.
You jumped a nigga,
bro? I jumped a nigga one time, bro.
Bro, I got a bit of but I'm going to let you go ahead, but I got a complex. Like, I ain't never been jumped before.
Yeah.
I done ran a couple phases in my day, but I ain't never been jumped. Because I done heard about, homies getting jumped. Yeah. Like, bro, if you jump me, I'm coming back dumping.
Yeah, you got to.
One, I'm either coming back with a click of niggas, or two, I'm coming back dumping.
Yeah, niggas, when we jumped the nigga deserved it. We didn't just, run up on a nigga and jump.
So it wasn't y'all went on no bully shit. Now that you clarified,
So in my neighborhood, when I told you when I moved to Fush, mm-hmm. I kind of became the guy in my age group because I could hoop with the older dudes. Like a lot of niggas, we had our little circle. Niggas fuck with me, bro. So mm-hmm. we used to walk the neighborhood all the time just to see what niggas was on. We'd walk mm-hmm. the neighborhood. A new nigga named Jalen had just moved down there. Mm-hmm. I said the nigga name. Nigga Jalen had moved down there. He wanted some clout. Like you know what I'm saying? You the new nigga in the neighborhood. You trying to. Hop on these new girls you see. I wasn't checking for none of them hoes in the neighborhood. Like, all them hoes ugly. But anyway, he wanted some pool. This girl down there at this time, her cousins came over, I guess, for the weekend. There were some twins. They were ugly. One of my homeboys hit the twin, the night she came down there. Bro, and we in the 9th or 10th grade. No, we in 11th. We 11th grade. Just summer of 11th grade. Some shit, right? So the other twin wanted to mess with me. She was begging my brother, not my brother who came up with the topic, my older brother, our big brother. She was trying to get dude because he lived around the corner. She was trying to mess with me, right? So she tried to get him to put me on. I was going out to AU practice and shit. Bro, nobody wants them ugly ass hoes. Bro, I'm not pressed with these ugly ass hoes, right? So he wanted them.
Nigga was a savage.
So he told these girls oh yeah, the little nigga with the braids, they be walking around, we beat his ass yesterday. And his homeboy. So we he said he kicked in Willie's door. Because he said, we be with Willie. He said he kicked in Willie's door. Basically whooped our ass and knocked me out. And so I got pulled in the neighborhood. So the little niggas in the neighborhood look up to me. Because I hoop with the older niggas and shit. I'm cool. So little niggas come up to me next day. Bro, you all right? Nigga, yeah. What you mean? Man, Jalen said, they ran up in Willie's crib and, beat y'all up. Hold up, nigga, what? So now my name out there, bro. I gotta beat this nigga ass, bro.
Another
nigga
does.
And shout out to my cousin Lil Chris. Lil Chris is with us too. And they said the other twin wanted Lil Chris, whatever. Nah, Lil Chris had the hoe. Shout out to him. He got married not too long ago. But
I'm mad you said him. That.
Yeah, that was back in the day, bro. It was before he met his wife and shit. But you know what I'm saying? She said they wooed us and shit. So, long story short, we used to play hide and go seek in our neighborhood at nighttime. You just had teams, kind of capture a nigga type shit.
Yeah.
You had the base, niggas go and you try to catch them and shit. And we niggas used to hide. And you call them, we ready, you go find the one that you catch a nigga, you call them. And y'all it. Well, my sister was there. The nigga Jalen called my sister phone. I don't know how he, we was calling my sister. So I answered it because I had her shit with me. And he was no, this is Jeremy. I'm yeah, nigga, what the fuck? I've been looking for you. Because we had been looking for him. He had paid these niggas to walk the neighborhood with the two biggest niggas in the neighborhood, our age. He used to pay them, for bodyguards and shit to walk that nigga to the store.
Because we were looking. Because
we were looking for we were looking for that nigga.
Y'all was
going to beat his ass, bro. Okay. We've been talking shit. So he we going to have our woe. That's what he said. And he hung up. So in my mind, a nigga talking about shooting me. So I'm like, oh, this nigga want to shoot. We ain't got to wait till tomorrow for your niggas to come. Shit got to get handled now, nigga. Right. You talking about shoot me. I ain't about to wait on niggas to come shoot me.
Hell no. No,
the niggas that he paid to walk around with, we were cool with. Mm-hmm. Hit the niggas up. Hey, bro, when y'all go in this crib, leave the door unlocked. We got the rest. So we hiding on the side of the nigga house.
First of all, what the fuck was y'all parents at?
Bro, it was nighttime. My parents is in the crib. His parents, who knows? I don't give a fuck where his parents are. Nigga, fuck the talking about shooting me. So we hide on the side of the nigga house. The niggas walk in. They leave the door unlocked. We walk in, right? The niggas, his bodyguard, was like, oh, shit, how that happened? Like, type shit, you know?
Oh, so, no.
Yeah, oh, no, damn. We left the door unlocked. Oh, my God. So Lucas sitting next to the nigga. Like, oh, Lucas about that action, bro. Like, I ride with that nigga to the fucking moon. And he like my little cousin. We like a year. Lucas like, oh, so you talking about shooting my nigga, right? Y'all, you beat our ass and shit, right? Nigga like, nah, man. I used to wear a backpack. I used to have nothing in the backpack, but every time I walked around the neighborhood, I had my backpack. Mm-hmm. I used to walk around and slide. So, you know, when I hoop, well, I had my shoes in my backpack. Mm-hmm. I tie my backpack up like around, like, nah, nigga, I don't want to hear none of that shit. Nigga like, man, what I was saying was, Lucas stood up, stuck the nigga. Bow, bitch, stop lying. I stand up on the couch. I'm beating the nigga, back of the nigga head in. Talking about throwing thunders on him. The nigga like, why he doing that? He trying to like tackle Lucas. Lucas uppercutting the nigga. Boom. He hit the nigga. His head go up. I'm punching him. Bitch, get your head back down. Nigga like, Lucas uppercut the nigga shit back up. Bitch, I say get your head back down. We beating his ass, bro. Like, while he trying to tackle Lucas. Lucas grab his head. Boom. Throw his head through the window. Through his window, right? All the glass
closed
shattered.
Window?
Yeah, like
damn.
No glass wine there. Yeah. Niggas like, oh, like Willie Neal was there. Like we had like 6-7 niggas in the crib. Yeah. With me and Lucas, like niggas are trying to whoop him. I'm pushing nigga. Nah, nigga. He talking about shooting me. Nah, y'all gonna have to fight this nigga another day. This is my shit. Like. Mm-hmm. So we all run at the nigga crib. We beat the nigga ass like, yeah, bitch. So he got to talking shit. So we walk back to the nigga crib. Like I do beat the nigga. He had like a big ass, long ass. Like butcher knife, but it's one of them like not sharp knives, but it's long as fuck. He's standing there, got his shirt off, he huffing and puffing. He start calling my nigga Bud. If you know Bud from the last story, he used to sit across from me on the bus. He like, I want to fight Bud. Bud snuck me. That nigga snuck me. Like Bud, like bitch, I ain't hit you, nigga. I was standing by the door. But see, if you want to fight, shit, what's up? So the nigga had the door. He try to like fight Bud the next day and shit. But then nigga was like apologized to me and shit. Like, but we beat that nigga ass. And he had to like. Nothing ever came from the busted window. But the shit was busted, bro. Like, they put, like, an air conditioning unit right there where it was. Some shit. Yeah, man. That was the only time I ever jumped a nigga, bro. But he was talking about killing me, though. He was talking about...
On me, like...
But he no niggas ever came. Like, he was lying. He was one... You know, and at the end of the day, bro, I think the nigga was kind of retarded. He was just looking for a name. You know, like, he just wasn't that smart. He was trying to do whatever for these hoes that I didn't even want.
Can't get right.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah,
every night I got to fight to prove my love.
Yeah, man. So that was the time I jumped a nigga, bro. Push his head through him like I be like.
Just real quick, legit. It's okay to fight for somebody.
Yeah,
but don't fight over no damn body.
Yeah, don't like. And then he didn't even know these girls.
You
like,
can't keep a hoe that don't want to be.
Yeah, there. Bro. And like they weren't my girls. They weren't his girls. They was just staying the night down there with one of their cousins. Like they were no property, bro. But it's yeah, crazy. So yeah, I jumped a nigga one time, man. Threw his head through the shit. Like, and that nigga fought like four more. Like, he fought like four more times. Then he never went in with me or Lucas again. But he tried to fight like Bud like four times like, by himself. Mm. I got a story with him fighting Bud. This shit was. That nigga drop kicked Bud with his socks. Bro, that's another story. Bro, that's another story another day, bro. But again, man, if y'all sat this time with us and fuck with us for this long,
nice little hour.
Yeah, nice little hour of love with y'all, man. But you know, appreciate y'all for listening.
Thank you. Very much appreciated. Yeah. Comment on the page. Comment on the group page.
Yeah,
do let us know what you thought. Comment questions, concerns.
Share the shit.
Share the shit.
Text us. Listen to your friend. Yeah, all that shit.
Don't
man.
Text us or snap us talking about, hey, well, you know what? You can.
Yeah,
text
please.
Text us, messages.
All feedback
but
is cool.
Also, please comment. All love is good love. But please comment on the page. We greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Much love.
Yeah.
Peace and hair
grease. Shit. Episode 4. Hey, one take again.
One take Drake.
Bro, we one take every time,
one
bro.
One take Drake, bro.
So
we
shit,
lit.
You know.
We live.
And
bro.
We, hey, I know some of y'all want to be guessing shit. Fuck y'all. Nah, I'm playing. We'll start figuring like we
no features,
to,
nigga.
Yeah, we gonna find out how to work the app better and better every time.
We'll definitely start having some guests.
Y'all come over, eat dinner with us,
right? And don't be thinking everybody and their mama just going.
Yeah, just because you want to be on.
Just because you want to be on here, then come over here and ain't got shit to say.
Yeah, I want $1 million. Don't mean I'm gonna get the shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Crazy. Yeah, and especially y'all ain't even showing us no love, but y'all want to be on the fucking podcast.
I want to be on the, man, oh, yeah, yeah. You out of there.
Bro, we been now. If we catch y'all, appreciate y'all listening, man. Stay tuned next Friday for episode 5. Peace, love. I'm Jay Will with my boy.
Papa Don, a.k.a. Barry White III. Y'all have a blessed one.